Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. It is a very much improving Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Do appreciate the ride home. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you today. And very, very interesting. We're going to cover the numbers, the market numbers, in just a few minutes. But before we get into that, Austin, let's go ahead and dump into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, it could kind of fall under the framing of the weather. Let me just say, even though we had a showery day today, which I said before, it's improving now. The rest of the week is looking fantastic. Austin goes over our weather in just a few minutes. He'll give you a completely updated forecast. Another dry weekend passed. Then we have the rain today. Drought conditions returning for the rest of the week. So, and with the drought conditions, so does the number of wildfires across the state. On Sunday, 585 active fires, while this morning, checking the numbers for you, 67 burning more than 28,000 acres across the state of Florida. Graffiti, the new form of political unrest, and it is happening on the streets of Pensacola. On Sunday, a small group of people used chalk to write messages on sidewalks in front of the Escambia County Courthouse in downtown. A majority of the residents are now speaking out against defacing public property and are holding those protesters accountable this afternoon. And Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office is urging the public to be on the lookout for John Lightnum, who is wanted on charges of cyberstalking and harassment. Lightnum has been on the run since October 14th. Santa Rosa deputies are asking anybody with information on Lightnum's whereabouts to contact Crime Stoppers, 850-437-STOP.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
A Bay County aquarium coming under scrutiny after four dolphins have died in the last 6 months. FWC says that officials from the Gulf World Marine Park in Panama City Beach blocked their inspectors from the dolphin enclosure. FWC said it has concerns about how dolphins are being treated and it wanted to do a wellness check. State Representative Griff Griffiths said yesterday he's very concerned about the welfare of the dolphins and he's reaching out to the appropriate state and federal agencies as a result.
Yeah, it's the secrecy that drives me crazy in situations like that.
Yeah, they're trying to cover it up.
Absolutely. Fire breaking out at Walt Disney World's Epcot over the weekend. The blaze erupting Saturday backstage at the France Pavilion. I've been there many times. It's located right there at the World Showcase. Disney officials confirm the smoke was caused by a walk-in cooler that caught fire. That pavilion now reopened.
And Governor Ron DeSantis seems to like the idea of Florida Surgeon General working in the Trump administration. DeSantis responded on X yesterday to a suggestion from Substack writer Toby Rogers that Dr. Joseph Latipo become CDC director. DeSantis writes that Latipo has the courage and determination to do what's right when it's not easy and adds that him taking the position would mean that Make America Healthy Again is not just some empty slogan.
News Radio 92.3 coming up Wednesday is going to be a very unique day. The Senate Pre-K-12 Education Appropriations Committee going to take up SPB 7030. The bill will make changes affecting public schools and voucher programs. Now, the bill will also use an educational enrollment stabilization program to provide supplemental money to address enrollment changes and voucher programs.
And Florida's gas price average dropped below $3 this week, as yesterday's state average fell to $2.97 a gallon, those numbers coming from AAA. That is 2 cents less than the 2024 low and the lowest daily average price since December of 2023.
Okay, we hear you. The folks over at SunPass really concerned because these scams are even intensifying. I don't know if you've got them on your text or not, but the SunPass scams, they're absolutely real. Mm-hmm. If you are asked to click on a link to make an urgent payment, just don't even think about doing it. The payment goes directly to scammers. The fake text message can be reported to the Federal Trade Commission, the address reportfraud.ftc.gov, and they look real, real. I mean, they are hard to spot, yeah. But they're fake, so just don't participate.
And a federal appeals court ruled in favor of Tesla in a lawsuit related to a fatal crash caused by an 18-year-old that was driving 116 miles per hour. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a district court's decision regarding the design of the car's battery system. The lawsuit was filed by the father of Barrett Riley, who lost control of his 2014 Tesla Model S back in May of 2018, resulting in a fire that killed him and a passenger.
I'm going to throw this into the Florida story mix here, if you don't mind. SpaceX about to launch its first private human spaceflight mission. We've been talking about this afternoon. This is something good because it's been 7 months now that they've done this from the Kennedy Space Center. SpaceX will live stream next Monday nights, 10:20 p.m. That's Pensacola time, 10:20 p.m. Fram-2 mission on the SpaceX account. The launch schedule could change, so just keep an eye on the SpaceX social media feeds.
All righty.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, it looks like a lot of the issues we were dealing with last hour on I-10 have cleared up. It's looking pretty minor there right now. Do have some backups at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile. That is on both streets, particularly if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest and towards 9 Mile, and also traveling eastbound on 9 Mile towards that same intersection. As for the weather, sitting at around 64 degrees, weather's looking decent. Tonight's low is going to be 58. Tomorrow, it's going to be foggy in the morning with a high of 75, and at night with a low of 59.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, stocks ending up despite an uncertain trade war looming. Hillary Barsky's got those numbers.
The major averages kicking off the new trading week sharply higher. According to reports, the White House might be taking a more measured approach than expected to tariffs. The news is providing some relief for fears that an escalating trade war will drive up inflation and further slow the economy. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished in the green, with tech and industrials leading the charge. Bitcoin has returned back to the $88,000 mark. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and Visa. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Merck, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow up 598 points, the Nasdaq higher by 405, S&P 500 up 100. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, and also here nationally, an appeals court going to decide whether the Trump administration can continue deporting immigrants with the Alien Enemies Act. The White House has maintained it can use the 18th century wartime law to deport alleged Venezuelan gang members. A federal judge blocked the effort, claiming the immigrants are entitled to individual hearings to determine if they are indeed gang-affiliated or not.
I can safely say I think Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, is a little peeved this afternoon. She is now warning Texas Republican Jasmine Crockett, and she's saying to tread very carefully, days after the radical left-leaning Democrat got negative public attention for suggesting Elon Musk should be taken down. Bondi called Crockett's action domestic terrorism.
Well, I can see how someone could perceive it that way, for sure. 518 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a bit of a deeper dive on the national headlines for you. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Don't forget who the real enemy is. He is described in 1 Peter 5:8, where the Bible says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is the diabolical one. He is as a roaring lion who is prowling around the neighborhood, seeking whom he may devour spiritually. Inside a home, a brother and sister or a husband and a wife may be arguing, maybe slamming doors and yelling, but the moment that they recognize that there's a prowler outside the house, the petty differences and the argument disappear, and the family unites as one to protect their home. So it is God's call on his children to be sober and vigilant and resist the real enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Ever have one of those days where your gut just feels blah?
Ugh, yes.
Occasional bloating or gas could be signs that your gut is out of balance, but Align Probiotic can help. Align 24/7 Digestive Support is a daily-use probiotic with a unique strain to help relieve occasional digestive issues. It's the number one doctor-recommended brand. So when you feel the signs, it's time to try Align. Align Probiotic. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 9:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show to talk about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations in Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Find out about WSRE's 34th Annual Wine and Food Classic coming up this weekend. This marquee walkabout tasting will feature local chefs and the Crescent City sounds of the Corey Lennett Zydeco Band. Sip and sample Creole-inspired cuisine and vote for your favorite dish. Hear more about this event and other happenings from WSRE-TV Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
23 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Thanks for having us on today, and thanks for the ride home. We do appreciate that. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you this afternoon. Rallies on Sunday were held in opposition to talks about privatizing the U.S. Postal Service. It was National Day of Action in Pensacola. Local Branch 321 gathered to protest potential upcoming layoffs. Now, this is not the first time the Postal Service has experienced massive layoffs. Let's put our thinking cap on and go back to 2021 under Joe Biden. The agency slashed 30,000 workers. This cut will reduce operating costs by $3.5 billion annually.
And the editor of The Atlantic detailing an accidental text from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth that included key details of a plan to bomb Houthi targets. Jeffrey Goldberg said he was included on a text chain on the encrypted messaging app Signal that also appeared to include Vice President J.D. Vance, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, amongst others. The message reportedly included weapons to be used, targets across Yemen, and timing.
524. News Radio 92.3. Vets held a big day in Milton Sunday as a crowd gathered to help clean up the Vets Memorial Plaza. Irreverent Warrior members from the Northwest Florida group also raising money for a cause preventing veteran suicides. The latest VA report came out. Looks like the numbers are not improving. Irreverent Warriors has 120 chapters around the world.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, still have some minor issues at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile, but they don't seem to be worsening, so there's a glass half full perspective for you. Outside of that, there's not much going on the roads right now that's really standing out. As for the weather, sitting at around 64 degrees, it's going to be a low of 58 tonight. Late tonight and at points tomorrow, we're going to have some area fog, so be on the lookout for that. Tuesday's high going to be 75, low going to be 59.
Okay, efforts continue to find a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. Craig Palcott is in London with more.
Both sides meeting in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Ukrainian officials with U.S. representatives yesterday, Russians with Americans today. This follows phone calls between President Trump and Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky last week, during which a partial ceasefire was in principle agreed to. Along with limits on attacks on energy infrastructure, there were discussions about safeguarding civilian shipping. Ukraine said, "We are trying to bring peace closer." The Kremlin said, "There is a common understanding between Russia and the U.S. to move." As the war goes on, Russia fired nearly 100 drones overnight. Damage and injuries. In London, Greg Malcon, Fox News.
And just mentioned traffic and weather a moment ago. Well, I'm giving you weather on a bit larger of a scale. Millions of people along the Gulf Coast dealing with severe weather. The system has been bringing in intense thunderstorms to cities like New Orleans, Mobile, and Tallahassee. They could create hail, damaging winds, and potential tornadoes. Those sound pretty extreme. Thunderstorms may be seen from North Carolina to Texas throughout the day as well.
Yeah, that's about moving out of here, though, for the evening. And then the rest of the week's forecast is looking, just really fine. Hey, listen, Santa Rosa County has a new tourist development tax online filing system. By the way, this goes into effect next week, April 1st. The system is designed to streamline the tax filing process in preparation to go live with this new system. The current tax system is unavailable. That starts tomorrow, March 25th.
All right, and I can't believe I'm reporting this. A Republican mayor in Tennessee, who is also a WWE Hall of Famer, is challenging Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to a wrestling match.
I love it.
This comes after Walz was on California Governor Gavin Newsom's podcast and joked that he could take Trump supporters in a fight. Mayor Glenn Jacobs told News Nation that Walz threw down the gauntlet, so I had to pick it up. Jacobs is known as Kane in the wrestling world.
Oh, wait. That Kane?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. This guy is a monument.
I didn't know he was a mayor.
Oh, he's a monster. I mean, his
Yeah, he's
physique.
Huge. Yeah, yeah. He's got an intimidating stature.
When you mentioned Kane, I had to think about, wait a minute. Right. I know who this guy is. All right, listen, you could get a tax break if you sold a home last year. Go ahead and put a smile on your face here if this kind of includes you. Hillary Barsky has more on the tax tips for 2025.
What you need to know if you sold a home in 2024. I'm Hillary Barsky with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
Hey, I'm Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. I hope you will join me every Tuesday and Thursday as we navigate life together and hopefully find ourselves a little bit better on the other side.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com.
If you sold your home last year, you might be eligible for a tax break known as the 121 rule. To be eligible to exclude up to $250,000 from the capital gain of that sale, you must have lived in the home as a primary residence for at least two of the last 5 years. If you were married, that doubles to $500,000. Capital gains taxes on a home owned for five or more years are about 20%. Those owned for less than 2 years is closer to 37%. It's important to note that even if you sold more than one home, that money can only be deducted every 2 years. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And multiple major wildfires burning into Carolinas. The Table Rock Fire in South Carolina started Friday. It's burned 1,300 acres with zero containment. Another fire in the state's Greenville County has no containment and has scorched over 800 acres. In North Carolina, two wildfires are burning uncontained in the western part of the state. The Black Cove and Deep Woods fires have already burned more than 5,200 acres.
Okay, 529 News Radio 92.3, Columbia University agreed to a list of demands issued by the Trump administration. This is to begin restoring the $400 million worth of federal funding that the administration recently cut. The decision has caused protests from some Columbia students and faculty. Alexis McAdams has details. She's on the campus this afternoon.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will face his colleagues in person today as he declines their calls to resign. This comes after a week of town halls hosted by Democrats as the party attempts to find their footing. But they were met with angry voters over Schumer's decision to pass the funding bill. Schumer is up for re-election in 2028, and speculation is growing that he could face a primary challenge from New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez if he does decide to run again. Senator Bernie Sanders nearly stormed out of an interview this weekend when asked if he would like to see the Squad Democrat join the Senate. But Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna said there would be a lot of support for her if she does decide to challenge Schumer. Brooke Singman, Fox News.
And the White House claims Mahmoud Khalil covered up the fact that he worked for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency in his application to become a permanent resident. Khalil is a legal immigrant and a former Columbia University student, of course, being targeted after participating in pro-Palestinian protests. The Trump administration is detaining him under a rarely used law that allows the Secretary of State to declare someone a risk to the nation's interests.
I thought I would remind you, if this falls in your case, early voting for the April 1st special election underway through Saturday. Two races will be on the ballot, U.S. House District Number 1 special election and the Florida House District 3 primary coming out. Also coming up, a lot of sports on News Radio 92.3. Hang in, we'll be right back.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump confirming his plan to enact reciprocal tariffs on foreign imports starting April 2nd. During a press conference, the president left open the possibility of giving some countries a break.
Well, I may give a lot of countries breaks, but it's reciprocal, but we might be even nicer than that. You know, we've been very nice to a lot of countries for a long time. But I call it Liberation Day. April 2nd is Liberation Day.
An appeals court panel hearing arguments over the president's use of the Aliens Enemies Act to deport alleged gang members to El Salvador. ACLU lawyer Lee Gerlert argued that many deportees weren't part of gangs.
We are now receiving reports that many, many people have been sent to El Salvador already who are not gang members. According to the El Salvador president, they may be there the rest of their lives.
A judge is asking for more information. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Department of Treasury and IRS officials are anticipating tax revenue will drop more than 10% compared with last year, according to the Washington Post. This loss is expected as more people and businesses ignore tax filing deadlines or even attempt to avoid paying balances that's owed to the IRS. The report says the amount of lost federal revenue could top $500 billion. United Airlines is raising fees for annual airport lounge membership and its popular rewards credit cards, among a litany of other related changes. Shares of United are up slightly in after-hours trading. Shares of BYD racked up the gains today after the EV maker reported higher revenue than Tesla for 2024. The jump came after BYD reported a net profit of $5.55 billion. Stocks were higher on Wall Street, with the three major averages gaining anywhere from 1.4 to 2.2%. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. I'll admit the first round of the NCAA tournament was underwhelming, but I also think with how many monumental upsets we've seen in previous years, that we've become spoiled. With not as many major upsets this year, there are better teams still remaining, and we saw the product be much better in the round of 32. And with the Sweet 16 consisting of all four number one seeds, three number two seeds, two number three seeds, three number four seeds, one 5 seed, 2 6 seeds, and a 10 seed, we should get an epic final 2 weeks of March Madness. I'm Zach Gelb.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's time for basketball, and Uber Eats is dropping deals on game day favorites to keep you locked in on the action. Like when you're craving a buzzer beater, but also buffalo wings. Or when an upset makes you want to ugly cry into a pizza. And right now, Uber Eats has game day deals from McDonald's, Popeyes, Pizza Hut, Wendy's, and hundreds more local favorites. So you can keep your eyes on the ball and your hands on a hamburger. Order now, only on Uber Eats. Product availability varies by region. See app for details.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price. We back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee-owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet. Kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and on the Pensacola Morning News, talked a lot about the controversy surrounding the governor's appointments to the UWF Board of Trustees by watching the meetings and listening to these people talk and thinking about whether any of them, most of whom are not from this area, might be good or not good for the University of West Florida. Also, a California judge does a video dissent on gun control by showing how guns work. Catch all of these discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Rock Your Baby, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Monday afternoon. Yeah, the conditions are improving out here. Austin will attest to that in a few minutes. He's all over the weather situation. We did have some showers throughout the day today, moving to the east now, and it is improving. Definitely, as we head into the week, drought conditions will again persist throughout this week. So, yeah, it got a little wet today. Didn't do much good in terms of the droughts, so be very careful if you plan on doing any outdoor burning. Forest Service says kind of hold off on it if you can. So that's something we're following today. Also, Austin, let's go ahead and jump into the top three trending stories, then we'll come back and take care of some sports.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, 29-year-old Gabrielle Gonzalez of Pensacola has been arrested on possession of child porn charges, booked into the Escambia County Jail under a $650,000 bond. The crimes occurred from November 24 to March 25. All files showed children under the age of 11. All right, crash this morning on the 10 freeway left two men critically injured. A woman was seriously injured. It happened around 8 a.m. near mile marker 7.5 at Escambia County. FHP reporting tractor-trailer hydroplane crossed the neutral ground, colliding with another truck and then colliding with that sedan. It appears Santa Rosa County Sheriff, Bob Johnson over there, is urging the public to be on the lookout for John Lightman. He is wanted on charges of cyber stalking and harassment. Lightman has been on the run since October 14th. Santa Rosa deputies are asking anybody with information on Lightman's whereabouts, contact Crime Stoppers, 850-437-STOP.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
One of the top free agents that's still lingering around in the market in the NFL, finally meeting with some teams. ESPN reports that Aaron Rodgers had a six-hour sit-down with the Steelers on Friday. The 10-time Pro Bowler was released by the Jets 2 weeks ago, and if he were to take over in Pittsburgh, he could replace fellow Super Bowl-winning QB Russell Wilson. The Giants are also in the mix for Rodgers.
All righty. You need to start thinking about this. Surfing. It's coming up soon. First event just around the corner here. Surfers preparing for the 2025 Waterboys Surf Classic. The contest gets underway at the Pensacola Beach Pier Saturday. This coming Saturday. Date, of course, is subject to change depending on the surf conditions.
And legendary boxer George Foreman passing away this weekend. His family announced he passed away actually peacefully on Friday at the age of 76, surrounded by loved ones. He was a two-time heavyweight champ and gold medal Olympian. He participated in two of the most famous boxing matches of all time in the 70s, the fight of the century against Joe Frazier in 1971 and the rumble in the jungle against the Muhammad Ali in 1974.
540, 20 away from 6, News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and take the latest stab at Fox's sports update.
Fox Sports Update.
For the first time in 2 years, we will have a new men's college basketball national champion as one seed Florida knocks off two-time defending champ UConn 77-75 in the second round. And this was a game that the 8-seed Huskies led by 6 with under 10 minutes to play and was tied with 2 minutes left before the Gators scored 8 straight points, sending them to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2017.
The time was now for us to take that next step. It was just like, hey, it's now or never, man. If we can't find a way, over these next few minutes, then we're going home. And we just had some guys step up.
Florida head coach Todd Golden there, courtesy of the NCAA. Elsewhere, it looks like Cooper Flagg is totally healthy and only his second game back from an ankle injury. The projected top overall pick in this year's NBA draft went for 18 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists as one seed Duke got a 23-point win over 9-seed Baylor. Some coaching news, Texas announces its parting ways with Rodney Terry. While the Longhorns reached the NCAA tournament in each of the 3 seasons that Terry was in charge, they barely made it into the Field of 68 this year and were eliminated Wednesday by Xavier in the first 4 play-in rounds. Ironically, reports say that it's Xavier head coach Sean Miller who's now being hired to replace Terry as Texas's next head coach. Meanwhile, the second round of the NCAA women's tournament gets going today. We've had a few scares, including defending national champion and 1-seed South Carolina, trailing 9-seed Indiana by 1 at halftime. The Gamecocks flipped the switch after that, though, putting up 26 points in the third quarter and moving on to the Sweet 16, 64-53. Some skiing news, Lindsey Vonn's incredible comeback season ends on a high note as the 40-year-old finished in second place in the World Cup Final Super-G race. The Olympic gold medalist came out of a nearly 5-year retirement in December following knee replacement surgery and now makes her first podium since March of 2018. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Greg Thompson.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Speaking of March Madness, Westwood One sports coverage of the NCAA men's tournament is happening on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness this basketball season.
Okay, rough weekend for the Ice Flyers as Birmingham and Peoria swept Pensacola. Ice Flyers return to the road Friday and Saturday with a rematch against Peoria. No more local games this season in the Pace Center, but the Ice Flyers had a great season, breaking records. Attendance records, more than 150,000 fans across 28 home games. That's more than 5,400 fans for each game. So Ice Flyers not doing so bad, Austin.
And, speaking of teams that aren't doing so bad, we do have some women's basketball going on right now. This is in the Regional 1, second round of the women's tournament. 6-seeded Florida State, 3-seeded LSU. We talked about this game last hour, tipped off at 5 o'clock. With about 4.5 minutes left to go in the second quarter, 3-seeded LSU beating the Seminoles 42-38. So we do got a tight game between
tight
the two.
Game. Yeah, that's a really, really good game. Also, get ready. Wahoos preparing to showcase new and exciting concessions items for the 25 season.
All right.
Take your attitude and your appetite out there. Plus, they'll present a new grab-and-go automated storefront on the main concourse. We'll be talking to Eric Bramer. Going to get him on tomorrow about 4 or 5:37. Yeah, we'll do it at 5:37 tomorrow. Talk about some of the foods that you can get at the ballpark this year.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Do have some backups if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile. May also have a little bit if you are on Michigan Avenue. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Outside of that, though, there's not too much going on. Thank you all for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 64 degrees, low of 58 tonight. And speaking of staying safe, we're going to have some patchy fog late tonight, and it's going to bleed into your Tuesday morning. Also have some on Tuesday night as well. Tuesday's high, 75, low 59.
And if you remember at the end of last week, we had Amy Marquez in from Pensacola Sports talking about the Bayou Hills run coming up on Saturday. It's a beauty. It goes through all of East Hill. Just a wonderful run. By the way, the Bayou Hills Run is one of Pensacola's oldest running events and is partnered with the city to make it the official Pensacola 5K and 10K City of Pensacola Championships. In fact, they present the awards at an upcoming city council meeting. Big deal.
Yeah, and some people would argue this is as well. Typically, you're not supposed to mix sports and politics, but we're going to this time. Tiger Woods and Vanessa Trump making their relationship status public. Rumors have been swirling for a while now that the billionaire golf legend and the ex-wife of President Trump's oldest son, Don Jr., had been dating. Now there's no mistaking it. Woods posted photos of the two together on X over the weekend saying, "Love is in the air," in part of the caption, and he added, "We look forward to our journey through life together." How sweet.
I got a gambling problem.
Do with that what you will.
Yeah, right on. The American Psychological Association says people in their early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. If you or somebody you know needs some help, call 888-ADMIT-IT for the Florida-based helpline. Gaming experts say 2.5 million Americans have a problem, and it should be seen as a public health issue.
And speaking of money problems, President Trump says he may give certain countries exemptions for tariffs when his administration imposes them next week. He told reporters at the White House that we might be even nicer than that. Trump has suggested he would impose reciprocal tariffs beginning April 2nd on any nation with duties on U.S. goods.
All right. I got to tell you, rallies on Sunday held in the area in opposition to talks about privatizing the U.S. Postal Service. It was a national day of action here in Pensacola. Local branch 321. Gathered to protest potential upcoming layoffs. Now, this is not the first time the Postal Service has experienced massive layoffs. In 2021, under Joe Biden, the agency slashed 30,000 workers. This cut will reduce operating costs by $3.5 billion annually.
And you talked about the local grounds. Well, protesters were also gathering across California to oppose the privatization. They were supported by federal workers, union members, TSA employees, and even members of Congress.
It's all about saving money. Mm. And as you see, the Biden administration, they slashed 30,000. Haven't heard a whisper from anybody on this one. And going back and say, well, they did it before in 21. Nobody's talking about that. Okay, after another dry weekend, we're going to remind you once again, drought conditions will continue to expand heading into the week. Yeah, the wet stuff here is kind of moving out of the area. So does the number of wildfires across the state. Sunday, we had 58 fires. This morning, checked at 67, burning more than 28,000 acres across the state.
And the FBI warning Tesla owners about this week's Global Day of Action protests targeting Elon Musk and his car company. Activists have been vandalizing vehicles in showrooms, which has Republicans demanding accountability. Just last week, Attorney General Pam Bondi charged three suspects with crimes related to firebombing Tesla and Tesla-related equipment.
Okay, while you're there at the office, sitting there, you might want to consider the impact staring at that computer screen could have on your health and your eyes. Lisa Brady has more details for us.
This is House Call for Health. March is Workplace Eye Wellness Month. At the University of North Carolina, the School of Medicine's ophthalmology department writes that workers both remote and in the office with desk jobs deal increasingly with digital eye strain from extended periods in front of screens. They say there's no association between the eye strain and irreparable damage to vision, but that workers who spend a lot of time on computers should be aware of the prospect of developing low-level eye pain, dry or red eyes, and even headaches. The school suggests several tips to help with workplace eye wellness, including taking breaks or the 20-20-20 rule, which is setting a timer as a reminder to look 20 feet away every 20 minutes for 20 seconds. And practice eye ergonomics. Sit about an arm's length away from your screen and adjust the brightness and contrast so it feels comfortable. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
5:49, News Radio 92.3. A busy day today. Tomorrow, be sure and watch for early morning fog. Otherwise, sunny, warm temps in the upper 70s. Wednesday through the weekend, looking pretty good. Green flags, by the way, flying on Pensacola Beach. That's kind of a snapshot of our local weather. Cold front could bring stormy weather to the south. Meteorologist Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
Strong storms could fire up today along a cold front stretching across the Gulf Coast and the Deep South. There's also messy weather happening over the Great Lakes and Northeast with rain, wind, and snow for New England. A big warm-up is underway over the western U.S. with the possibility for record highs along the coast and the southwest. Warmer than average temperatures will then spread towards the central U.S. midweek. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
All righty, 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some pop culture notes in for you with something a bit more frivolous as we reach the end of this 5 o'clock hour. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
April 12th is the biggest party of the year.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret of Curiosities, Revelry of Reimagined, as the entire building and surrounding block turns into an entertainment complex for one night. The fanciful theme revels in all things magical, mystical, enchanting, and charming as attendees wind through inexplicable oddities. It's an all-inclusive event that includes 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The East Coast Writers Association presents the Books by the Bay Festival Saturday downtown in Museum Plaza from 10 till 4. See booksbythebay.info for more. The Palafox Market is open Saturdays from 9 till 2 at both the Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Check out items from talented vendors who grow, make, or create. See visitpensacola.com for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Here's today's pop culture news.
5:53, News Radio 92.3. That was a good song. I was enjoying that Hall & Oates track.
Yeah, you're like, man, I wanted to listen to that.
Why does the guy shut up talking and let me hear the song there? Okay. pop culture, by golly, Snow White debuts in first place at the weekend box office. Sue Guzman has those numbers.
Snow White, opening in theaters with $43 million in North American ticket sales. The film starring Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot is a live-action remake of the Walt Disney animated classic.
Find Snow White.
This is our kingdom, but now we're here to take it back.
Steven Soderbergh's thriller Black Bag enjoying a solid second weekend in theaters with $4.4 million, moving up to second place. And Disney's Marvel sequel Captain America Brave New World lands in third place with $4.3 million in its sixth weekend. The superhero adventure starring Anthony Mackie has earned more than $400 million worldwide. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And Miley Cyrus' new visual album, Something Beautiful, dropping on May 30th. The singer revealed that it will feature 13 original tracks produced by herself and Sean Everett. She also revealed the cover for her ninth album, featuring Cyrus in archival 1997 Thierry Mugler Contour, whatever that is. It's available for pre-order in different formats, including signed and limited edition vinyl and CDs.
555 News Radio 92.3. Restaurants dealing with inflation while bracing for the impact of tariffs. Yeah, it's something we have to deal with. Madison Allworth has more from New York City.
Restaurateurs, distributors, innovators, all coming here to show off their tech and to make deals, like the iCombi Pro. So this is an intelligent cooker. Joe has very kindly preloaded the eggs on shelf six. I'm going to be able to make this perfectly. I press fried eggs, shelf six, I close the door, and it's just going to start cooking. 2.5 minutes later, you have a perfect breakfast each and every time. This is a popular machine, 80,000 of them in the world, 4,000 alone here in New York. But it is made and manufactured in Germany. So I asked the manufacturers, what are you expecting with tariffs? And they say, we just have to wait and see because we don't know.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This final check of the roads and weather, let's see. I was about to say brought to you by, but don't worry, there's not much to report on. Not worth a sponsor. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling north towards 9 Mile, but outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, looking like 64 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 75, low of 59. Tonight and tomorrow morning, you're going to want to be looking out for some patchy fog just here and there.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, SoCal bracing for summer-like heat wave temps this week. Christian Goodwin has more from Los Angeles.
The National Weather Service warning of unseasonably warm temperatures in Los Angeles and Ventura counties through Tuesday, revealing some communities could break records, noting parts of the San Fernando Valley could reach the mid-90s, with other areas in the 70s and 80s. Forecasters say in the region, these temperatures are normal for July, but 10 to 20 degrees above normal for March, explaining the surging temperatures increase the risk for heat illness, urging folks to check in on older folks to stay hydrated, wear light clothing, and try to limit time outdoors. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Education Secretary Linda McMahon says federal funding will continue for essential education programs amid a push by the Trump administration to shut down the Department of Education. McMahon was questioned on the future of the department during an interview with CNN's State of the Union, where she defended President Trump's executive order to initiate the closure of the department. McMahon said many of the programs the department funds will be transferred to other agencies in an effort to make education funding more efficient.
A little bit after 1 o'clock today, the blues scream down the roadways here, actually down the 110 freeway. The blues are back, to make a long story short. So life is good. In 12 days, Wednesday, April 2nd, you can check out the blues practice sessions over aboard NAS Pensacola right there on the flight line at the Naval Aviation Museum. So we're glad to have the blues back into town there. While we're talking about military and kind of the aircraft airplane motif, airplane manufacturer Boeing has won the $20 billion government contract to build the new next generation of Air Force fighter jets. Here comes the F-47.
It'll be faster and stealthier and more lethal than the F-22. Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri says it'll be made in the Show Me State with the express goal of taking on China.
They view the last 150 years as a great humiliation, and they want to win. And I think we have to match that and continue to double down on our advantages, like air superiority.
Defense companies as a whole are seeing a business boom, partly because of exports. A new report from the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute shows the U.S. accounted for 43% of global weapons exports over the past 5 years. The report shows imports to China have drastically fallen.
And President Trump not happy with his official portrait in the Colorado State Capitol building. On Sunday, Trump made a Truth Social post ripping the portrait, calling it purposefully distorted, among other things. Trump is blaming the portrait on the state's Democratic Governor Jared Polis, calling on him to take it down, and says the governor should be ashamed of himself.
All right, just a few weeks away from a tax filing deadline on the 15th. Don't forget about that. Santa Rosa County Libraries continuing to assist residents with free 2024 tax preps at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre Libraries. The AARP Tax Aid Program provides assistance to low and middle income taxpayers with special attention to those ages 60 and older. Also, we want to remind you, another U.S. city is begin testing those taxi vehicles without drivers.
Ride-hailing app Lyft will now feature self-driving cars in Atlanta beginning this summer. The company is partnering with tech firm May Mobility to deploy a fleet of autonomous Toyota Sienna minivans in the city. Other companies have been introducing self-driving taxis in other cities, either as field tests or in active service. Uber and the Google-owned Waymo are operating in San Francisco, Phoenix, and soon in Miami. Lyft is planning to expand their autonomous service to Dallas next year. A study by AAA shows that fewer than a fifth of Americans would be comfortable being driven around by an autonomous car. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, we have a great lineup coming up this next hour. Traffic, national and local headlines. We'll dive into some sports for you. Talk about the Wahoos and also the Ice Flyers. Coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.